From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the leaders of the 9/11 Commission urged Congress and the White House to act quickly on the historic restructuring they've proposed for the nation's intelligence agencies. The Commission's recommendations would require major changes to federal law, and as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, they would also represent the most radical overhaul of the CIA in the history of the agency.
At face value, the proposed changes represent a net loss for the CIA. Historically, the CIA director has been the president's top advisor on intelligence matters. The 9/11 Commission envisions a new national intelligence director assuming that role, with the CIA chief as his deputy. The commission also proposes creating a national counterterrorism center at the White House, not CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. And another blow, the 9/11 panel wants to move lead responsibility for paramilitary operations from the CIA to the Pentagon.
The changes would really mean a diminishing of the CIA director's authority.
That's Vincent Canestraro, a retired chief of CIA counterterrorism operations. He acknowledges that the restructuring would reduce the CIA's influence over the president, but he argues that the agency is ripe for some changes and current CIA officials have to accept them.
I think it's we're beyond the point of fighting for parochial interests because there's a greater interest here. We lost over 3,000 lives, so change is necessary. There's no question about it.
Another CIA veteran, Winston Wiley, concurs that it's worth bruising pride at the agency in the name of improving intelligence efforts. Wiley is a former director of the CIA's analytical branch and a former head of the Counterterrorist Center.
I've got enormous affection and always will for the agency as the agency, but I'm willing to look past institutional affiliation if we can come up with a construct that will really work better.
Wiley isn't sold on the 9/11 panel's ideas about a director of national intelligence, but he and Canestraro both say the panel's report contains the seeds of important change. Wiley sees a particular promise in the plan to create a new interagency counterterrorism center.
The value in having a truly coordinated national effort that includes the resources of the CIA, the FBI, and military resources under the command of a single person is an idea that if you can figure out how to truly make it work, is worth considering.
Many intelligence professionals draw a comparison with the painful restructuring imposed on the military back in 1986. The Goldwater-Nichols Act reorganized the Defense Department, forcing the armed services to work together as a joint team. Flint Leverett, until last year a senior director on the National Security Council, says military commanders fought that change tooth and nail.
But the fact of the matter is that our military fights its wars a lot better as a result of that. And I think it's the same kind of calculus here. There are going to be individual agencies like the CIA that, in a certain sense, lose out. But we are going to get, if we do it right, much better performance from our intelligence community, and the nation as a whole is going to be better off as a result of that.
Yesterday, the CIA's acting director, John McLaughlin, issued a mild statement promising to study the commission's recommendations carefully in the weeks and months ahead. But on Capitol Hill today, the senator who leads the Governmental Affairs Committee signaled she's not waiting around. Republican Susan Collins of Maine said that because of the urgency of reform, her committee will report to work during the usual summer recess.
We will hold our first governmental affairs hearing to evaluate these recommendations the first week in August. So no longer is it going to be a sleepy, quiet August around here.
Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.